This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Misha and Fiona. It is a super duper, going to be a super duper hot day today. So I hope everyone is staying cool. Misha, that was a very interesting conversation with May.
It really is. I mean, I think the idea of doing something about negative gearing has been discussed for a long time and there's a lot of evidence for it. But it really is interesting because when you introduce policies like that, they're very complicated and there's really strong sort of system consequences where you can get unintended consequences. So I think it'd be really interesting to see, you know, what would happen.
Yeah, I know. When you've got a system that seems to be built, has continued to build on this same way for a long time, dismantling it is going to be a very slow and long and maybe impossible task.
Tricky.
We have had a listener give us a drop us a line. If we have 900 immigrants coming to Victoria a week, surely that is creating a worsening housing emergency. Also, the Australian government, the Victorian government has identified 86 buildings in Melbourne that could be made into apartments. Now, Grant, I know that there have been some of these projects, from what I've read, is that these office buildings that they think should be turned into apartments. It's a great idea in theory. I'm just not sure about the viability of it.
Look, it's an interesting question. The key thing is sort of the deeper history about what happened in housing. And there was a big level of government investment, particularly after the Second World War, in building public housing. And really probably from about the 1970s on, the commitment to building public housing has really waned and we've sort of been coasting along, really letting the private sector handle it all. And we've now reached this point where it's clear that what we're doing isn't working. There are problems. And I think innovative ideas like this, like, you know, looking at particular buildings where you could make apartments, governments thinking about public housing again. I think that's sort of a discussion that's time has come.
I was talking to a friend the other day who was telling me that in the United States, they are turning shopping malls into housing developments for aged care facilities, and therefore there's facilities already existing within the building. Now, I just realised it was actually Paul who was telling me this the other day as we were crossing the street in Sydney. Paul, tell us more about this.
Yeah, it's something that could be adopted. They realise they've got too much retail space and there are probably in more regional areas shopping malls that are now becoming untenable as shopping malls because of the amount of retail space there is and the move to online trading. And so they're using them to create these aged care sort of villages, I guess, because they have all the infrastructure there. They retain a lot of the smaller shops. They've got things like gyms and cinemas and all of that stuff. So, but there is some opportunity here in Australia. I do think there is too much retail space. There could be opportunities to try and take some of that ideology and say, where we have got too much retail, could you try and do the same thing and give it to social housing?
Yeah.
Interesting. I certainly think that it would be, it's a great idea to take all these apartment office buildings. I don't know about the viability of it, but, you know, what we might get a bit desperate and we might have to do that. And I think that the movement, the Yes in My Backyard movement, is also really, I think that it's just unfortunately in so many, it's not a big movement. It's not big enough.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of interesting because you've had really, in Australia, housing affordability has declined over the past 30 years. Yeah. So what it takes to service the average loan as a proportion of average weekly earnings has gotten much higher. That's absolutely clear. The other thing that's clear is home ownership has declined as a proportion of the population. So you've got more people renting. And I guess one question is a policy question. Do you want that? I mean, you know, for example, in large parts of America, there are markets where it's predominantly dominated by renting, and that is the dynamic. But the difficulty when you've got a renting dynamic is you've got a landlord and a real estate agent. You've got all these people that have got power over your life, and it's difficult. I mean, you know I was sort of helping my daughter who's moving into her first home with her partner recently and navigating all of the landlords and the real estate agents and showing that you've got all the things that you need to have to actually get into the place. I think it can be very difficult for a lot of people. A lot of people get shut out. So there's a lot of hidden consequences as well of sort of having a high sort of rental market. And I think, you know, as an ideal home ownership for community members is something that we should pursue.
Well, I think we have a lot more that we could talk about on this subject, but we will take a short break and we'll be back with our next guest.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.